Bear activity in Haines has caught many by surprise. And another winter storm is heading toward the Upper Lynn Canal this week. We'll check in with the National Weather Service for the details. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Recent bear activity around Haines, some even peering into shop windows and lumbering down Main Street on a Friday night, have caught many by surprise. But as I report, it's not so unusual. Some bears are still foraging this time of year and haven't begun to hibernate. On a Saturday night in November, Haines bookstore owner Amy Kane was enjoying a drink at the Three Northmen tasting room.
And we had gotten a seat by the window, and we were just sitting there chatting. And I heard what to me sounded like maybe somebody's dog, like jumping up on the windowsill, like the little click of the nails on the window. And I saw something out of the corner of my eye, and I didn't think much of it, but it was moving strangely, and I looked, and it was a bear.
Kane says it was a small black bear looking into the crowded Main Street bar. She says she jumped up and alerted the owners.
Sniffing the air, looking in through the window. I mean, there were plenty of people in there. It was lit up. It was surprising that he was being that forward. But he was a little guy, so we were all worried about him, maybe not being well fed, or he's not in his den either.
Kane thinks it's the same black bear that's been seen around town numerous times recently. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says it's certainly bolder behavior than he's used to hearing about. But he says it's not totally unusual for this time of year.
Typically, by now, some but certainly not all have started to den up. What usually happens in the fall is they're in a period of hyperphagia where they're eating a lot, trying to pack on those last calories before they go in the den.
Koch says for bears in the wild, once they start to burn more calories foraging in the winter conditions than they're eating, they'll start to den up. But bears who have access to human sources of food may stay out.
In populated areas, you know, where they territory overlaps with humans, if they can get rewards, they often will stay out longer. And so, you know, some of this depends on the bear, individual bear, and age class of the bear and things like that to some extent. But it's not unusual to hear of bears being out now.
The Haines Police Department has issued several alerts for bears seen walking down Main Street. One was seen there on First Friday. And it's not just bar patrons reporting bold bear behavior in Haines. Nick Schlossstein was home with his wife Leah and their baby on Mount Riley Road. He says it was around 11 a.m. in the morning when a black bear strolled up to their house.
My wife looked out our dining room window, and the snow's piled up so high that there was actually above the window, kind of looking down into it. And she kind of was startled and called out, and I came over, and by the time I made it across the house, it was climbing up on top of the roof.
He said neighbors had put the alert out that the medium-sized black bear was around. He yelled to move it along and grab some bear spray just in case.
So I went outside and watched it for probably 20 minutes. I was yelling at it, trying to get it to leave, but it mostly just on the roof and actually pushed all the snow off of the upper part of our roof and just stared at me before coming down on its own.
Schlossstein says there didn't seem to be any garbage or other attractants around, but has since made sure to keep their vehicles and buildings locked and secure. Koch, the state wildlife biologist, says the bold bears could have learned that people's property means there could be food to be had.
If there's stuff they're getting, you know, it's possible they'd be hanging around, or it depends on, you know, possibly the specific bear as well, if they were getting a lot of food rewards before.
Koch says that this time of year, bears will be more sluggish and so not as likely to run off when challenged.
When you're hazing bears this time of year, they're just not wanting to burn as many calories. And sometimes people say they can start to become in sort of like a beginning stages of almost like a walking hibernation. And so there can be a little more lethargic.
Koch advised securing garbage or anything that smells like food and hazing bears away by banging pots and pans or other noisemakers, or use bear spray. If walking after sunset, keep dogs leashed and bring a flashlight to avoid startling them. According to police logs, the local police department received 50 bear calls since the beginning of November. But officers have only encountered one actual bear. As of Wednesday, the police report receiving 174 bear calls this year. That's significantly less than last year's 450 calls for all of 2020. Another winter storm looks to roll through the Upper Lynn Canal later this week. KHNS's Mike Swayze talked with meteorologist Cody Moore from the National Weather Service in Juneau for a look at the latest storm expected to impact the region on Thursday night.
Cody, there's a big storm rolling through the Upper Lynn Canal later this week. What are the details?
Yeah, it looks like more snow is expected for Upper Lynn Canal. Currently, a winter storm watch is out for the area from late Thursday evening through Friday. Around sea level, it looks like 5 to 9 inches of snow is possible.
Are you expecting much more snow in Haines than in Skagway?
There's a little bit of uncertainty regarding the exact snowfall totals between Haines and Skagway. If we get a southerly push come through the channels, then that can change some snow over to rain early Friday morning. And if that happens, that'll really lower some snow totals. Typically, when that happens, Skagway's the first one to get that warm push. So typically, Haines does get more snow than Skagway, and that's going to be the thinking with this as well. Where Haines could stay a little bit colder.
What are the temps looking like for Thursday into Friday?
So temperature-wise, we're going to start out in the 20s and then slowly warm up into the 30s coming towards Friday morning. So you're not going to have your typical, you know, temperatures falling at night. So temperatures should rise Thursday evening through Friday morning to around the freezing mark, you know, by sunrise on Friday. Now, that's the time period as well where we're thinking we could switch over to a period of rain before we switch back over to snow showers Friday afternoon and evening. So the duration of the period that could be rain is pretty short. So the heaviest snowfall amounts will fall late Thursday evening through early Friday morning.
So what are we looking at totals for the week then in the Haines area?
They could be pretty significant. Wednesday, we're going to get 1 to 4 inches of snow and then an additional 5 to 9, you know, well over a foot for much of the Haines area.
Sounds like good skiing.
Yeah, great skiing weather.
Great skiing weather. Now, speaking of skiing, how vicious is the wind going to be? Because in Skagway, you get out on those skis and you're like, whoa, it's crisp going into the wind.
So, we know winds could gust upwards of 40 miles per hour towards Skagway and then Mud Bay and near Lynn Canal Thursday night into Friday.
And then how does the weekend look as we approach Saturday and Sunday?
So we do see a slight drying trend through the weekend. Temperatures are going to be much colder, though. We're expecting highs only in the 20s for much of the area this weekend. And lows getting much colder. It looks like right now we have lows already getting down to the single digits by Sunday morning.
So I think we have a pretty good idea. Pretty good snow amounts on Wednesday through just the early afternoon. And then on Thursday into Friday, upwards of, you know, somewhere between 5 and 10 inches are possible. And then we're going to get cold and that snow is going to hang around all weekend long.
Yeah, and the chance for precipitation diminishes. So, you know, we might even see some peaks of sun come late in the weekend.
Cody, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate the report.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
That was KHNS's Mike Swayze and meteorologist Cody Moore from the National Weather Service in Juneau. For the up-to-the-minute forecast, visit weather.gov. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.